July 20th, audit and regular town board meeting.
Town outside refuse and brush fees. And this is for spending of the 2023 spring brush pickup.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the last is for $6.65 from account GI 9060.8, which is sewer health insurance, to account GI 9000.8, which is sewer employee benefits and Medicare. And that is for payment of sewer administration expenses.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Did you have any other transfers that you needed for this evening? All right, you've got all the necessary signatures. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and that's all the business for our portion of today's meeting. So entertain a motion to close the file.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, good afternoon, everyone. We're going to get started at 7 o'clock. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Monroe Town Board for July 20th, 2023, and ask that the clerk please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Councilmember Stewart. Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
And Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here, and if everyone would please rise for a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. First item, or second item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We do have one set for June 27th, which was for a regular town board meeting for June 27th, 2023. If someone would like to move those for consideration.
So moved.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Motion passes. Third item on the agenda is the Reynolds Road planned unit development. Sure. So this is your opportunity to introduce the board formally and the public initially. Regarding the project, we have allotted 5 minutes for it. This is for your brief discussion. There will be question and answer opportunity with the board members, and then the board is charged under our code with referring it to the planning board for their comments as part of its next step in the process.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
Well, I'd like to just get started. My name is Michael Vingar. I'm Chief Operating Officer of U.S. Light Energy. We're a solar development company based in Lakeview, New York. Over the past several years, we've been largely focused on developing community solar projects. That's part of the New York State program that allows the installation of larger arrays and then to distribute that energy through bill credits through numerous customers. During those development efforts, we've deployed about 66 megawatts of community solar projects that are operating, have another 60 megawatts of construction. That afforded us the opportunity to view a lot of properties in that development effort. And from time to time, we've come across a property that is more deserving than solar alone and has demanded a more extensive development, such as the case of the Reynolds Road property that we're here to discuss tonight. It's a 200-acre property over on Reynolds Road in the town that we purchased in 2020 and have been actively trying to develop and make best use of that property for several years. Some of you may recall from past meetings, we have been in front of the board before with some PUDs with various uses. The most recently, presentation, we have presented a variety of uses for the future development area, which we've allocated in the orange that's outlined on the map below. That's the area of the property. It's about 44 acres with the most frontage. So we presented a variety of uses in our last presentation, and we spent the last several months dialing in what that use would be. Based on some feedback we've gotten from our past presentations, as well as within our investment community, we've chosen to focus on a luxury motor coach and a cabin resort for that area. That would feature approximately 143 pad sites for luxury motor coach vehicles, recreational vehicles, as well as approximately 20 luxury cabins. Those would be a combination of seasonal rentals and year-round rentals for cabins. We've paired that with a community solar facility west of the transmission corridor, which is the most remote section of the property. It's what we found to be the most shielded view, and one of the largest concerns we've heard from past presentations is the visual impact of those arrays. So that's why we chose to use that area. And with the balance of the property, we are able to take advantage of the existing terrain and provide an additional recreational resource for the property, and that is a 1.3-mile multi-use trail. We envision the ability to use that for hiking, cross-country skiing, mountain biking, and general enjoyment of the property, both for the guests of the motor coach and luxury motor coach resort, as well as potentially the general public. We know we have a long review process ahead with the planning board. We look forward to a collaborative discussion with them on how to best utilize this property. We have spent the last several months examining the town comprehensive plan as well as the recreation plan. And to the first extent, we felt practical and incorporated as many of the goals in those plans as we could in our property tonight. I guess with that, I just want to stop and see if you have any questions I'd like to answer.
Are you all done with the presentation?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. I can tell you that there have been, over the years, other individuals before the property was sold and purchased by your company that had expressed interest. I have met with them several times regarding the luxury motor coach concept. I know those types of individuals are very popular in different parts of the U.S. And there's benefits to local governments because, correct me if I'm wrong, the individuals actually purchase the property and they pay taxes on that lot where they park.
So that is one of the models. There are various models for that, including just straight rental. So we're not locked in on that exact use of that area yet, or I'm sorry, the subscription model or the use of that property for the actual guests.
And do you, I see that you're going to have, or proposing to have 26 or so luxury cabins on site.
Correct.
Will you have a, for lack of a better word, like a community center where folks can go that are on site outside the washrooms and actual site that their vehicles are on?
We do. So we plan to revitalize the existing buildings, and that will become a common clubhouse as well as some other recreational facilities for the enjoyment of the guests. We also have several athletic courts planned, mostly pickleball, basketball, possibly some tennis courts. We did choose to add some cabins. That was one of the things we found during our research to make sure this is a successful development. Being that we are in the Northeast, we have to take into account seasonality. And by adding cabins, it's one of the ways we can diversify the length of stay of guests and provide an option in the winter. And that particularly pairs well with the cross-country skiing option that will be available on the adjacent trail.
Good. Any questions for that?
I don't have any questions, but I certainly want to thank you for coming back, and I really want to thank you for listening to us in the past. Initially, as you already indicated, that played a lot in the final outcome, and I think the final outcome that you're proposing is a lot more aligned with what we had in mind, which was the best for our community.
Thank you. We really appreciate the collaboration. We look forward to much more of that in the planning process. We know we have a long road ahead. And this is certainly a concept plan, but we did want to provide a very detailed proposal to give you an idea of the research we've done and the concepts we have for these uses, and even in the finishes, the level of finishes and luxury that we have in mind. But this is a concept. We look forward to the next several months with the planning board, trying to fine-tune and dial in those to best fit the community.
Can you explain this concept of community solar and how it affects or the benefit to the community as community solar, whether it's a decrease in a little bit. I think there's a lot of people here tonight, and I think explaining what community solar means might be beneficial to certainly me and everybody else that's here.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. And I think that it often doesn't get the full credit that it deserves. So on the face of it, in the program, Community Solar allows us to install a larger array and then take that energy. And then through a metering program at New York State, Community Net Metering, the Community Solar Program, distribute that through bill credits through subscribers. It's pretty much a subscription model, just as you would if you can think of Netflix or other similar subscriptions, where you subscribe to that array and you get credits that are then allocated to your bill, and in this case it'd be National Grid. Anybody that has a National Grid bill can choose to subscribe to that array, and it typically results in 5 to 10% savings on those credits that you would then apply to your bill. But it does go a little bit further than that, so I know that not everybody may choose to subscribe to this array. The great thing about Community Solar is it promotes distributed generation. So these arrays are a generating facility that is distributed across our grid. As many of you may know, electrification is coming. We've never had more electric devices ever than we do now, and that's continuing to grow. And the electric load is continuing to grow. And one of the benefits to this array, whether you choose to participate or not, are upgrades to the utility grid. So for one, it's providing generation along a distribution circuit other than what's coming from the substation. But the other thing that many people don't know is that we're going to be required to make substantial upgrades to that distribution line coming from Oaktown Landfill, where the substation is located above the road, all the way to our facility. So there's several devices that will be upgraded along the way that the project pays for. Now, I can't say for certain with today's load that those would otherwise be required. They're triggered by your project. The fact of the matter is, with the growing electric load, eventually those upgrades, and those types of upgrades, will be required. And our project is doing that. And it's preparing the grid for a modernization, and it's saving dollars for the community and the ratepayers. In addition to that, I also want to say it allows for some other benefits, you know, such as putting this land to work in taxes in a greater capacity than it currently is, you know, as well as potentially host community agreements and some other benefits to the town to increase availability of funds for other recreational components in the town.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
The board members. Oh.
But could you turn that for the public so they can see?
Thank you.
So for those that came in after the presentation began, because this is a PUD, under the town code, the town board is charged with referring such proposals to the planning board for comment as it's with the second step in the process. The first step was you presenting it to the town board, and we are required to take it up after a certain number of, I think at our next board meeting, for our code initially, and that's why we're taking it up tonight. So I'll entertain a motion to refer the Reynolds Road plan unit development to the town planning board for discussion and review and comment to the town board.
So moved.
Second. Any others? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the second proposed PUD that we have before us this evening is named the Jacoby Park Side Farms Plan Unit Development.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Joe Bannon with the Environmental Design Partnership. I'm here on behalf of Cerrone Builders. So I have Johnny and Stephen here tonight as representatives of the builders. Their application for the Jacoby Parkside Farms Plan Unit Development District. this project has been in front of the board in the town in various stages, more in the planning board realm throughout the early 2020 era. And ultimately, with changes to municipal sewer, water availability, and the desire to work with the town to create and really enhance this area of the town, as it is the primary entrance street to the town's premier park, we came up with the concept in close consultation with the town's planner, for the development or redevelopment of the parcels flanking both sides of Rec Road, if you will. The area on this map, so this map is oriented to the north. North is up. The yellow identifies a roughly 27-acre parcel that flanks, again, both sides of Rec Road, which runs through the middle of the property. This is a previously vacant farmland that we are looking to promote as the development area. Currently, the property is zoned R2, which does allow residential uses on the property, both single-family and two-family dwellings. Again, this is a close-up view of the property. The property itself has very little in the way of existing vegetation. Most of what we have is abandoned, overgrown, vacant farmland. We are looking at, as we said, we really want to enhance this property with the proposal that we are proposing today. To the east of the project is the Harry B. Carr Park, again, the premier park of the town of Monroe. What we are proposing is a mixed residential and commercial planned unit development district. We're proposing three different unit types to be incorporated in the community, with a whole total of 191 residential units, which I'll get into each one of those as I advance the presentation. Part of the project is right now, Rec Road is a straight road running through this property. As we know, everyone's going pretty fast down those areas. One of the things we're looking to do is realign Rec Road, create a new park street, complete with vertical curbs, street trees, street lights, park front, multifamily community, townhouse community, and our typical street front cottage homes. Let's start with the first unit type we're proposing. These are our typical street front homes. We are looking at approximately 47 of these units. What we have done, again, Rec Road, in order to minimize curb cuts on Rec Road and also serve as a traffic calming feature, again, we added that nice curb in there. We're also proposing the sidewalks and homes that are close to the road. We have porches on the fronts of these units, steps coming up to them. There's no direct access from any driveways from what will be the new town public road. Access to all of these units will be by a privately maintained road maintained by a homeowners association. Each one of these units will get their access to the garage. The units along Rec Road have the primary view of the streetscape, similar to what we see in this Google image of various communities around the area. Again, sidewalk, street trees, street lights, sidewalks, front porches. Promoting people using their front porches, people walking down the street, camaraderie amongst the community members within the community we're proposing. On the rear side, we have units which are our trail front or pathway front community. Similar to what we see here, where these homes, the fronts of these homes, face a walking path and a trail which circulates not only this area but the entire development and ties into that sidewalk system that ultimately leads to the park. Again, the front porches, people are walking by, get into the trails and the amenities associated with the trails a little later on. But again, promoting a walkable community, something completely different than what I think is seen in the town of Monroe. And we really think this is something special and for the community, and we'd like to move it forward. The second type of unit, kind of centrally located, is what we were calling our standard townhouse units. These units are your typical duplex, two-car garage. One thing I wanted to add, both the cottage homes and these units, we're working to promote and provide first-floor master bedrooms on every floor because we are age-targeting this community. One, we're targeting our active, independent seniors within the community, as well as young professionals. We're trying to retain some of the people that are within this community and are leaving to go to other areas after they go through the college and want to move up. to different areas which provide the amenities and the housing styles that those people would be looking for. We're trying to create that in this part of Moreau as well. Again, these are all for sale units, owner occupied, part of the homeowners association. And as one of the other things I want to mention, this we're doing a progression of single family, detached dwellings starting in Gansworth Road, which is the existing community character of Gansworth Road. And as we progress into the park, we go from the single family to the attached single family to the multifamily parkfront units. Again, these are the units we think are going to be most attractive to the independent senior living community. People within the town of Moreau that are looking to downsize, have less maintenance, maybe only spend 6 months, 4 months, 5 months a year within the community. But what a great site to have parkfront residential dwellings overlooking the town's premier park. Residents using this community would also have access, direct access to the park with the trails that we are proposing. Buildings we are proposing will have garages located on the first floor and then multiple levels of apartment rental communities on the floors above them. Associated with these buildings, we're trying to do something a little unique here. We want to have some level of retail on the corners of these buildings flanking the park. We want to make these uses ancillary to the park use. Things such as possibly some sort of express convenience type of store, possibly a gym, possibly space that can be allocated to vendors during sporting events that occur on the fields, and things of that nature. Ice cream shop, a little burger shop. Again, trying to promote an area for the people that are spending all day here at a baseball event to be able to walk, take a little break from the field in between games, grab something to eat, grab something to drink, and walk back to the park without getting in their car and driving to other areas of the town to make that happen. One of the other aspects of this is, again, we are promoting this as an active, independent senior community, and again, a young professionals. We're proposing a trail system and a network of trails. Again, I showed you one of the trails that loops behind all of the single-family detached dwellings. That will be spread out throughout the community. Along that trail, we want to have a series of small pocket parks, benches, maybe some fire pits associated with it. Got to work on the insurance with the HOA for that one. But again, we want to make this very attractive for the members of the community to be able to utilize this. And having amenities such as these on these trails is how you promote that type of activity in a successful community with a strong HOA that will be financed to be able to maintain and take care of these areas. These are all representative photos. This isn't exactly what we're building, but it is the vision and the inspiration we're using to create the plans we are putting together and the models of the community and ultimately the HOAs that we'll be putting together to as we finalize the plans. Another area of the site we want to develop. This is now on the western portion of the site, closest to Gansworth Road. There are some existing structures in that area. We may or may not try to rehab them. We may build a new one. We want to create an area, community gardens, and a hobby barn was something that came up. Having an area for the community for people that want to have a small woodworking shop, do some hobbies that we understand we have smaller lots and there's not a lot of backyards, but this creates an area of the site for those active people to have access to power, have access to a space enclosed where they can do different hobbies outside of the realm of what they can do in their house or in their garage. So we are looking at developing and enhancing that area. Again, we don't know exactly what the uses is going to be. We want to work with the community and the future community members as we develop the plans and progress those ideas.
So in fairness to the other applicant, we have a lot of 5 minutes. Do you have far more to go?
Not really. I can end it pretty quick here. Just want to talk about the last portion of this. We are proposing to do some enhancements to the park associated with this. Above and beyond a brand new parkfront street, which I think is, you know, Again, it's going to be beautiful. We've talked. I've met with the highway superintendent. He's willing to work with the standard road sections in order to make this happen. But we also want to take and reserve some of the funds that are typically set aside for park and rec fees associated with the project and work with members of the park community to enhance the park. There's been talk about pickleball courts, rehabbing the tennis courts, expanding parking areas, new entrance signs, rehabbing a softball field, maybe a dog park. Again, we're not doing all of these, but there's a lot of ideas that have been thrown out. And we want to take the funds that would otherwise allocated to something else and make sure that they go to the park and they complete the work associated with those improvements. That's what I have. Again, we think it's a great project. We think it's something to be very excited about for the community.
Well, thank you very much for your presentation. I know we've been, I've had several meetings over the years, and most recently with you and the owners. One of the things I've heard over the years, and I've been very cognizant and supportive of, is ensuring that we increase the housing stocks for our seniors. And when I had those conversations years ago with the Cerones, they're very accommodating. They built it into some of their other projects, and they're more than happy to do it with this project. So I'm very pleased about that. It's a very ambitious project. This type of location will be in high demand because of its proximity to our recreational offerings. So we want to make sure we do it right, and we're very much interested in working with you on that. Any other comments?
I just would like to say I am looking forward to working through this PUD process with the Cerones. I think we have had conversations about this property before, and this is the first time I think we all kind of have the feeling that we have right now. So it's nice that we're here, and I'm glad you came back to the table with this project. So I'm looking forward to this process.
I will be echoing the same thoughts of my fellow board members. I am really anxious to see the mixed-use that you put into the design. I just have one question, if I could. Would there be a phase in the build? Would you be doing part of it? Would property be doing first? What would a timeline look like? If you could just speak to those few items, I'd really appreciate it.
So it will certainly be a phased project. Ideally, we are starting with the south side of the road and the redevelopment of the street. Timing is really going to depend on the absorption rate in the market. If this comes to market and everybody loves it, I'm sure they'd like to build it out in 16 months. But again, it's the absorption rate of the market that's going to drive the phases beyond phase one.
I think I asked a question of you folks when we met one-on-one, but the enhancements you're proposing toward the park, would you envision that happening as part of the front end of the project? Because it's going to be a phased approach that takes time?
Yes.
Any enhancements to the park will be done when we do the first phase on the south side.
I'm sorry, could you just state your name for the record?
John Small from Strong Brothers. I apologize.
Thank you, Judge.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion? If not, I'd entertain a motion to refer the Jacoby Parkside Farms Plan Unit Development to the Town Planning Board for review, discussion, and recommendations back to the Town Board. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Look forward to working with you as well. Thank you. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.
Agenda item 5 is the dog control contract. As the board members are aware, I think if we had a 6-month contract in place, the individual was not sure whether he wanted to do a 1-year contract. I did reach out to him. He's willing to extend his services for another 6 months through the remainder of the year. So we have a First Amendment to the agreement. If the board would like to take it up to ensure that we have the necessary coverage for dog control services for the town road.
Yeah.
All right. I'm resolution counsel. Do we just do authorization? So I'll entertain a motion to authorize the town supervisor to sign the First Amendment agreement to the Town Moreau Dog Control Officer contract.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 6 is Highway Department. We have a request for a repair to the tractor for the mowing tractor, right?
Yes.
And the Highway Superintendent has secured three quotes, and this is for the New Holland roadside mowing. That's 50-50?
Yes, it is.
And the first vendor is came in at $2,795. That's Capital Tractor. The second vendor is Mesix, Mountjoy, Pennsylvania, at a price of $2,828.30. And then the third vendor is New Holland Agriculture out of Franklin, Connecticut, at $2,795. This money would be drawn from account DB 230.405, which has a current balance as of July 5th of $19,473.71. And the Highway Superintendent recommending that we go with Capital Tractor for $2,795. And this would be for a remanufactured fuel pump, right?
Yep.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? And that includes $850 for the car?
Yes, if I go in with them, we'll take the pump right over so we need to show up.
Awesome. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 7 is Recreation Department. We have a request from our rec director looking to replace the bases for the quads. All four fields, and this is something that we discussed at budget time. Board was in agreement of it and budgeted for it, and so we have secured three quotes. The first one is from Beacon Athletics for $2,075. The next is BSN Sports for $2,719.92. And the third is for Anthem, is from Anthem Sports for $2,067.80. This would be purchased and paid from account A7140.2, has a current balance of $10,221.16 as of June 30th. At budget time, we had budgeted $2,100 for this purpose. And the rec director's recommendations go with Beacon Athletics $2,075.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Supervisor items. The first item I want to actually touch on is probably the most important thing that's making the news as we sit here today. Unfortunately, we heard the very disappointing news this morning about SID's decision to close their Saratoga County facilities as well as their Washington County location. And the village of Southland Falls, Town of Moreau, is most impacted by the proposed closing. We know that 208 employees at county, Saratoga County facilities will no longer have a job effective today. I was made aware of it this morning when I received the WARN notice from SID. And I immediately reached out to the New York State Department of Labor, as well as the governor's office, to secure any assistance they may be able to provide. I also directed the Saratoga County Workforce Development Office to begin work to assist these employees and their families. We are working through that right now, and I've asked the county to work with the town of Moreau to establish a job fair here as soon as they can organize it. One of the things, although it's a very unfortunate news, Saratoga County is in a position where they are looking for a number of machinists. If you look at the job listings of those individuals who have lost their jobs, about three quarters of those jobs are machinist jobs, and there's a huge need in Saratoga County. So I, along with the state Department of Labor, the county will be working to do all that we can and provide information as it becomes available. The total number of individuals impacted by this is about 300, and that's a huge hit to our community. So it's very unfortunate. We want to do all that we can to assist the employees and the families. The next item I have, under supervisor items, the town is in receipt of a petition for the in relation to the proposed purchase of three lots in our industrial park. And council, do you want to provide just a brief update on where we are with that?
Sure. The petition was filed on July 10th, pursuant to the election law and the town hall. We reviewed the petition, verified that it did meet the threshold. So the next step is to hold a referendum. Because of the timing of it, there has to be a special election. The election is going to occur at some point in mid-October, and at that point, the clerk and I are working with the county to get the machines and to draft up the actual referendum that will be before the town board to approve the notice of referendum. And that's really where we are at this point. It's because of the timing, it cannot be on the November election. That's just statutory. So it has to be before that. It has to be in October, and we have about a 10-day window in October that we have to hold it. So it has to be held between the 8th and the 23rd of October.
Thank you, Councillor. The other item I want to bring up is one that we've been working on for some time. It's the Town Moreau Employee Handbook. Again, I would encourage all board members to please review, get any suggested changes or thoughts on what's currently drafted to my office so we can keep that process moving forward, because it's something that I think we should get adopted sooner rather than later. Next item I have under supervisor items, I'm in receipt of the mortgage tax receipts for this month, and well, actually for the period of June 1 through June 30th. And the town of Moreau collected $27,155.50, which is a dramatic decrease from last year at this time, where we received $135,367. Obviously, a lot of that can be contributed to a slowing of the economy, and it's more expensive to borrow money. And the unfortunate part is that young families looking to purchase their first home, this really has a dramatic impact on their abilities to purchase at this point in time. So we're seeing that reflected in the numbers that the county is collecting. I don't have any other items under supervisor items. We do not. Do we need an executive session tonight?
I do not.
Anybody else? Mm-hmm. All right. So that takes us to agenda item 10, which is other business. Does anyone have any other business?
I'm good.
Nope.
If not, agenda item 11 is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public wishing to be heard, please state your name and address for the clerk and in the record, and you'll have 3 minutes to address the board. Your discussions must be germane to town business, and we will not entertain any discussion on employee work history or performance. Who would like to address the board? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a copy of my statement for each of you, if I can approach and
sure.
give it to you. I'd also like to have these entered into the meeting minutes, if possible.
It will.
Can you give your name for yeah. the minutes?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brenda's looking at.
Oh. I'm anonymous. I'll talk fast so I get my 3 minutes.
So that's fine. If you would like, because this is going to be entered in its entirety into the record.
Yes,
you
sir.
Can paraphrase it, but if you want to read it.
I'm just going to read fast. So everybody here, can everybody hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My name is Maureen Jackson, and I live on Spire Falls Road.
Well, let me stop you right there.
I'm
just reading this, and it is clear that you're talking about employee performance and work history. We'll not have those conversations in public.
Well, I'm talking about our town and...
I see an individual named in here.
Right, exactly. But I'm talking about town peace and order.
No, you're talking about individual performance.
Not on her work.
You're talking
not
about...
Not on her work as a historian.
You claim she didn't work
you
for
do not
the
have
town.
A floor, ma'am. So please sit down. This is her time. Go ahead.
I wanted to address the board to request that at some point this issue be brought up for the board, for the public to comment on it, because it is an administrative issue of the town. This involves the town citizens, and it is the peace and order of our town. So it is town business.
No, it is not.
I don't understand how it's not.
You're talking about individual based on what I'm reading here, and you're dissatisfied with her performance or her comments.
Not her performance as the historian. I'm dissatisfied.
Okay, so I'm not going to tolerate any of that.
So you're accepting her behavior of the way she treats organizations and people within this town.
Every individual is entitled to freedom of speech.
And I understand that. I have freedom of speech as well. However, on her social media page...
I don't care about social media.
Sir,
I don't, ma'am, I don't care about social media. It has nothing to do with operations.
It does when she comments and addresses it, Martin, as
Jesus. Ma'am, you do not have the floor. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but I disagree with you because on her comments and her posts... On her social media page.
I don't care about social media.
I'm trying to prove a point if you'd let me speak.
You can speak, but I don't care about social media.
Okay.
That's not a government function.
It is when the town historian comments and posts.
She's
doing it as the town historian.
She is not.
She's made.
She has.
Like so you want me or this board to limit the freedom of speech? Is that what you're asking me tonight?
She's
is that what you're asking?
Yes
or no question? Yes or no question?
No, sir.
Yes
what I want is our town back. I want someone to not be bullying, slandering, lying.
Your time has expired.
She
listen,
voices
you're going down the road. I said we would not entertain. So,
so that means you condone her behavior.
I didn't say I condone it. Please sit
well,
down.
You won't.
Please sit down.
She
any other member of the public
speaker.
Wish to be heard?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Please okay. state your name and address for the room.
Sheila Itzel. And generally I'm that mouthy, but she has...
Ma'am, you're talking about somebody's performance. I'm not going to accept that. Or
all right. What I'm saying is there's a member, there is an official that is stating publicly that she's representing you, and the town.
So that's freedom of speech.
Is it?
Do you... commend her on stating she's representing you.
I strongly affirm the right to freedom of speech. People have fought and died for the right.
So you're not allowing her to speak then.
She has the floor. It's her time.
You're not allowing her to speak. Isn't that
what
you're down to her.
Ma'am. We are going to close this meeting if you're not going to maintain your quorum. So would you like her to have enough?
Well,
would you like her?
Social media as well.
You have the floor.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
Okay, what if JD, as a councilman, had a hate sign and said comments about your family, your son, Teddy, who I love and respect. What if JD went and said comments about Kyle's young children? Would you allow him to represent
I have no choice. Nobody on this board has any choice. He's an elected official. He has the right to do what he
Well, it's being investigated right now by higher-ups, and there's going to be an investigation. So if you condone this, you can be part of...
I condone freedom of speech, ma'am.
All right. You could be charged punitive damages for allowing her to continue this way.
Well,
just letting you know.
I don't have a law degree. I don't believe you do either. And we do have...
So, but I do have members, higher-ups, that know full well what is going on. And I'm not a member of the... legal field, but I do know that these people are very, very well equipped to dealing with public things in a life like this, and they won't allow it because you're condoning her behavior. You're accepting.
Ma'am, you're not listening to me. I'm condoning freedom of speech.
You're condoning her behavior.
Freedom of speech.
Semantics.
Oh, no, words have meaning.
Semantics.
The time has expired. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Beth Watley. I have spoken with
you. Ma'am, please keep it down if you want to have a conversation.
I hear what I say.
Take them out in the hallway. It's her time. She has the floor.
I spoke with you on the phone. I'm not quite sure when. And I made visits to the office here where I was told I was being a pain and wasting their time by asking these questions over and over again when all I wanted was an answer. That's all I needed.
Please address the board, ma'am. The board.
No, that's okay.
You can go out the hall and talk to your colleagues or your friends.
No,
that's fine.
My colleagues, some of these people
you're,
I don't
ma'am,
know.
If you don't want, we
we're not. Hey, you're taking off my time.
Okay.
So you claimed. My name is Beth Wadley. I live in Lamplighter Acres, right around the corner. You claimed the historian didn't work for the town. You said that to me. Your office said she doesn't work for our town. So how can we not talk about somebody? You said we can't talk about anybody that works for the town. You said she didn't work for the town. But now she does. Tonight she does, but 4 months ago she didn't. When I talked to you on the phone, she didn't. I remember a conversation very clearly because you talked to me about freedom of speech and people dying on the battlefield for it. Oh my God, you must not believe in the First and Second Amendment.
I remember that conversation vividly.
Yeah, it was a good one. And I wrote everything down.
I'm sure you did.
I did. So freedom of speech is yes, it's our right. However, freedom of speech, you can't slander people. You can't libel people. Well, you can, but there's consequences to the slander and to the libel. Legal consequences, words have consequences. And you can't yell fire in a crowded room. I can't be like, fire, everybody!
Ma'am, tell me what the town issue is you're discussing.
This is my issue. You're telling a
no,
lie.
You're talking about yelling fire. What's
no, I'm talking about freedom of speech in the different kinds of freedom of speech. I'm asking why you told me she wasn't a town employee, but tonight she is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You told me that. The man that worked, I don't know his name, the man that works next to you that helps your secretary, both of them told me, she does not work for the town of Merle Beth. She doesn't get paid. She gets a stipend. So I looked up what stipend means, and hey, it comes from my taxes. So yes, she is an employee of the town. because we, everybody in this room that pays taxes, that stipend money comes from our pockets. So she is an employee of the town. And why you lied to me about it before, I don't know.
Lie.
You did
I stand by my comments. I stand by my comments.
You stand by, you told me that she was not an employee of the town.
I stand by my comments, so your time has expired.
You're a liar.
Wow. Next.
Can Mrs. Jones go again, since she's not talking about an employee, apparently?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm Donna Nichols. I'm speaking as the director of the Morrill Community Center, but I do live at 27 Woodscape Drive. And the supervisor and I, you know what I'm going to say, but I just wanted to address the other board members and just have a statement, just for the record. The Morrill Community Center does not support any political party, nationally or locally. We are an apolitical entity that supports our community. There have recently been accusations of political bias that we would like to address. The summer concert series in the park, which has been organized by the South Quincy Falls Chamber of Commerce, has had some local political candidates sponsor some of the musical talent. These announcements were advertised on our Facebook page by my current director of marketing, who is also the chamber president. In a small community, people often have multiple roles. This post has nothing to do with the community center and in no way endorses any political candidate, current or future. All further chamber business will be conducted with chamber email. So I just wanted to get that on the record, just so there's no confusion in our community about the role that the community center plays. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that question. What you didn't share with the public, and I will, I know you don't mind, is that I did call you because I had received phone calls regarding...
Intimidation.
Ma'am?
Don't be looking at me, it was my partner in crime sent it out.
The concerns about one of your employees using the official email address of the community center.
Correct.
So there was a, they believed there was an inference between a connection of the community center.
Correct.
And so that's why we're having.
Absolutely. And as you and I spoke, it was optics.
Yes.
And I think that perhaps one of the points people are trying to make here tonight is the optics of another person that, you know, is representing the town and makes unbased accusations sometimes. So
thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
Any other member of the public wish to be heard?
Oh.
Please stand up, man. Please stand up.
Come you want me to stand up?
Absolutely.
Oh, Mike Schaefer, if anybody here doesn't know me.
Come on up, because this is recorded.
Oh, you want me to come on up?
Yeah, the podium. You get the same special privileges as every other member of the public when they want to be heard.
Lucky me, right? Mr. Newman, you can see you smiling. A couple fire items down on one on Hoover Road by the school. One down here, I'm going to say behind Speedway this way. That one got buried and never got fixed. The one on Hoover Road broke over.
Can I just stop it? What do you mean got buried?
Look, when it broke off, they just buried it. Didn't put a new one on there.
When did that?
It's been a while.
Under your watch?
Not my watch.
Somebody else's.
What did happen under my watch? Well, that needs repair. It's in a commercial area. And the one on Hoover Road by the old Jacoby Field, just below the school.
Okay.
If you guys can get those taken care of. I don't see much hydrant maintenance going on.
So it's two of them?
Yes.
Three.
Yes. If we get that taken care of, it would be appreciated.
We can do that.
Thank you.
You got it. Anyone else wish to be heard this evening? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Steve Weeks. I live at 15 Thomas Avenue, and recently the town of Morrill started charging me water for 13 Thomas Avenue, and there's no hookup there whatsoever. So I just want to formally protest that.
So as though you're being charged for
water I'm not using.
Do you have a double lot?
Yeah.
So we correct that.
Water.
Yeah, I can look into it and report back. Is it just this billing cycle? Or
no, it's, I guess it's, I tried talking to the water supervisor.
What did he say?
He won't return my calls. So.
Same thing with hires.
He has the floor.
Sorry.
Anything else?
That's it. I just want to protest. I don't want to pay for water.
We will look into it and report back.
Okay.
Any other member of the public wish to be heard? Yes, sir.
I was not, Dominic Tom, Cedar Lane. I wasn't going to speak tonight because I found it refreshing that so many people finally showed up to a town board meeting to speak their piece. And I'm not grandstanding, by the way. Like I said, I didn't want to speak tonight. I wanted other people to finally stand up for the town borough, for themselves, and for what's going on here. Unfortunately, they've kind of withdrawn. So I'm going to tell you right now. I have pointed out to this board earlier, and I wrote a letter to the editor, that the Supreme Court has ruled since the 1960s that criticism, public criticism of public figures and their employees, anyone that receives taxpayer money, is valid and constitutional. And to try and suppress that again infuriates me. Therefore, I'm going to start reading her statement. And if you adjourn the meeting, I'm going to cheat reading.
I will
take 3 minutes.
You can rule
me out of order. I don't care.
I'm not ruling you out of order. I'll close the meeting because you're
that's
not
fine with me
have.
Because this is all going to make it. It's going to show just what kind of a tyrant you are. You keep laughing. I guess your psychiatrist
listen,
makes sense.
You're driving around drunk, and you're going to tell me.
You, pardon me? Pardon me?
Easy with the accusation.
You are going to get a lawsuit, and I'm getting a damn lawyer. I'm going to sue you. I'm suing you. I'm going to say my place, but read it. You can adjourn the meeting. This is a town, Governor. I am so pissed. I've seen this. I've reported on it as a newspaper reporter. I've worked in and around government. This is the stinkiest, rotten to the core town I've ever experienced.
Minister, because this is not time to leave.
My name is Maureen Jackson, Spirefox Road. I was born and raised in the town of Moreau and reside here. I'm here to speak on the record and on behalf of the majority of concerned town residents. So please let me exercise my First Amendment right to comment on town business and to speak about certain public figures and their employees, rights that have been upheld by the Supreme Court. Please refrain from interrupting me during my privilege of the floor. I respectfully ask the board to please be civil and professional and allow me to speak. It would be appreciated if your comments are held until I am finished. As you're most likely aware, there's an online petition to request the immediate removal of Ms. Martin from her town board appointed historian position.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn your time.
Ms. Martin does not represent the minds of
God's
Ms. Martin does not appear to understand the definition of a community,
so
nor human tolerance. She is not the proper person to be representing the role as it's otherwise esteemed historian, such as her predecessor, the late Mary Antis. As of today, almost 300 town residents have signed the petition. We use Moreau residents and taxpayers request this subject be placed on the town board meeting agenda so the town board can have comments from this meeting. This issue is town business and a public embarrassment.